When There's a Crisis, World Central Kitchen shows up. Founded in 2010 by award-winning Spanish chef and entrepreneur Jose Andres, the group provides food and meals to people in need. Recently, it's been in Buffalo, Ukraine, and at the New Mexico wildfires. Now, World Central Kitchen's work is profiled in the new National Geographic film, We Feed People. It premieres tomorrow on Disney Plus, and last week, the film's director Ron Howard and Jose Andres spoke with our Jane Clayson.
Jose, I want to start with you and your work in Ukraine most recently. World Central Kitchen has served millions of meals, more than 24 million meals, to Ukrainians and to refugees in other countries. What has that been like, Jose?
Well, like in the World Central Kitchen fashion, it's been an amazing story of making possible the impossible. We're doing close to 400,000 meals a day. We are in more than 200 cities or towns. Especially we are in those places where so many businesses are closed, more than 50% of them. Supermarkets are shut down. So what we're doing is making sure we are in those communities where people need, because they lack electricity or gas, or they don't have supermarkets, make sure that they have hot food, or make sure they have bags of food so they can cook in their own homes. It's been in many ways sad because of the war, but in many ways, in the worst moments of humanity, the best of humanity shows up.
And doing all this under extreme danger. I mean, a Russian missile strike hit a building where World Central Kitchen's restaurant partners were working. How did that impact your operations?
Well, if anything, only gave us more resolution to say, we're going to keep feeding everybody. Every time a new missile gets destruction, every Ukrainian, especially the people at World Central Kitchen, they say, we are food fighters. This is the way we can fight the defense of our country. We're going to keep feeding everybody every single day.
Well, this documentary, We Feed People, is so moving and shows the important work that is being done by World Central Kitchen, feeding people in the middle of catastrophic events around the world. And Ron Howard, I understand it wasn't easy convincing your friend Jose Andres to let you tell his story. How did you finally talk him into it?
Well, you know, along the way, I was making a documentary about the Paradise Fire in 2018, and Jose showed up in our documentary. Now, I had known Jose, I'd met him, but one of our executive producers, Louisa Velez, spotted him in our final cut and said, you should just be aware of the work he's doing. He's going to win the Nobel Prize one of these days because it's just unbelievable, the growth of World Central Kitchen. And, you know, I was able to go to Jose and say, look, we can definitely make a film about you. I would like to direct it. And he was a little reluctant because finally he said, you know, I don't want a story that's just profiling me. The World Central Kitchen is so much bigger than that. And he turned to this sort of wall of photos of key team members. And he said, this is the story. And I said, well, the volunteerism is what impresses me the most and the growth. And, you know, I'd like you to trust me to tell that story. And after a few more conversations, he gave us tremendous access, not only to what they were doing during that period of time where we could put camera teams with them, but also access to about 1,000 hours of footage that allowed us to really make the origin story of World Central Kitchen, led by Jose, but also, of course, you know, marshaling the efforts of so many really impressive people.
Mm. Well, the growth of World Central Kitchen is remarkable. And it all started in 2010, Jose, after the Haiti earthquake. You were a celebrated celebrity chef in the United States. You had a restaurant empire. But talk about how what you saw in Haiti changed the course of your life.
Obviously, going to Port-au-Prince after that earthquake changed my life in so many ways, because there I was able to start learning how a cook like me, we could be part of the solution by doing what we know how to do. So Haiti was very important, but really one of the moments that marked me as a person was a moment of inaction. When I saw from the comfort of my home what was going down in the Superdome in New Orleans after Katrina. And in my mind, I thought, my God, an arena is the perfect place to be feeding people. We only need to bring some food, open some of the food stalls inside the arena and start feeding. It's not so difficult. Me being in the distance, watching the inaction, is what began planting in me the seed of saying, I need to make sure that I can rally the food industry, cooks like me, restaurants all across. We can feed anybody, not only in America, but anybody around the world, we only need to stop planning and start adapting. And since then, that's the only thing we've been doing. Mm.
At the beginning of the documentary, Jose, you say, we don't only feed people, we create systems. If we don't have systems, we cannot take care of people. Can you talk more about what that means?
Cooking is very simple for us. We can cook under any situation, no matter what. We will be able to provide meals. What is very important is that those meals reach the people. How do you do this? With a system. How do you do that? With boots on the ground, making sure that the urgency of now is yesterday. Sometimes you don't need a big plan. You only need one plate of food at a time. The day you reach the people, the first second you reach the people and you look at them in the eyes and you tell them, and don't worry, I will come back tomorrow with more to reach everyone in your community. And from your community, we will reach other communities around you. In short, you are able to be providing, like we're doing right now in Ukraine, hundreds of thousands of meals a day in hundreds of cities.
It is miraculous. And one point that the film makes over and over again is that chefs like Jose are uniquely suited to cope with a crisis, right? Because that's what they do on a small scale every day, improvise and innovate. And Ron Howard, I'm curious how you tried to capture that in your film, the fluidity and the intensity of Jose and his teams and what they're doing.
That creative side of Jose, the entrepreneurial side applied to disaster relief was very interesting to me. And so, of course, I was looking for that in the film, and it's very, very easy to find because Jose attracts a lot of people from the food world. He also attracts a lot of people from the documentary world. Sam Block, who's central in the film, Nate Mook, they joined the organization first and foremost because they wanted to cover the story with their cameras. And they became caught up, you know, in the work that was being done, put the cameras down, but still managed to capture a lot of great footage, and they continue to. And the same thing happened to our crew. They're there to do a documentary about World Central Kitchen and to follow Jose. But I would get reports from the field that they hadn't been able to shoot very much because, you know, some trucks had offloaded a lot of food and it needed to be moved and needed to be served. And I had to keep reminding people, you know, oh, we only have so many shooting days. My bit of direction was to occasionally encourage Jose to actually wear a microphone, talk to our people, and have a little bit of patience for that, because once he hits the ground, he's a man in motion.
One of the defining traits of World Central Kitchen is cooking food the way the locals like it. Jose, I love the story of you in Haiti after the earthquake, cooking a stew of beans.
I see a group of the same women were helping me. They had kind of a smile on their face, and they were looking at me, kind of sending me a message that while they appreciate the work I was doing, making meals for them every day, that those beans we were cooking that day is not the way they eat the black beans. Me, to my surprise, I thought, man, I'm making the best beans in the world. After all, I'm Jose Andres.
But you invited them to show you their techniques, and that shaped how World Central Kitchen cooked moving forward.
This is already in the DNA of World Central Kitchen. It's not something I believe I created. I think the world has created. Every time any one of us, we travel to faraway places, we want to eat like the locals do. It's the only way to feel you are a local. We see what's happening right now. We are all talking that the world is going to be hungry, Middle East and other African countries, because we cannot be exporting grain from Ukraine. Instead of bringing grain from America, from Ukraine, to feed the people that are hungry in Africa or in the Middle East, let's make sure we invest money in making sure those countries and those people can produce food in their own so they will never be hungry anymore. And also by investing in them, we are helping their economies grow. World Central Kitchen right now is trying to spend every dollar, not by bringing food from faraway countries, but try to invest money, buying from local farmers in Poland, in Romania, inside Ukraine. If we invest in the local communities, these communities are able to raise up, they are able to grow their economies. All of a sudden, we have a chance to end in poverty, to end hunger. Maybe it's the only way we have to move the world forward, by investing locally.
Empowering people. What was so enduring to me after watching this documentary was the power of your personality and your conviction, Jose. You just do not take no for an answer. You go and you get it done, and you always figure out a way to make it happen. And so I want to end here with a call to action. What is your call to action?
Well, the call to action is that probably food is one of the things that can bring everybody together. When it's a hurricane emergency or fire emergency, there is no blue people and red people, blue states and red states. It's just American people that need our help. Let's all bring together the best inside us, the best angels we all have to solve the problems in real time on behalf of the people that need us the most. Let's build longer tables, no higher walls. Let's make sure we find common ground in the middle of the table. And together, let's make sure that we come with good food systems that will solve the problems in America and around the world, one plate of food at a time.
Jose Andres is the founder of World Central Kitchen, which is featured in the new documentary, We Feed People. Ron Howard is the director of the film. Many thanks to both of you. We appreciate so much you being with us.
Pleasure. Great to talk to you.
Thank you for having me.